106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
While Katie was on vacation, she came back to some bad news.
Her dad.
Had a great vacation, but when she got in the house, she discovered something pretty tragic. What was it?
One of my daughter Audrey's birds is no longer with us.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And you don't mean flew away?
No. I mean...
flew to heaven.
It flew to heaven.
Well, or hell. We don't know what kind of sins that bird had.
He was great.
He was great. Did he accept Jesus Christ as his one and only savior?
Right before the end.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And he flew to heaven spiritually, but his body fell to the bottom of the cage.
Was this the one that was already having health problems?
No. Oh. I nursed that one back to health and he's fine. It's the other one that was always fine.
So how did your daughter take the news?
I am a little concerned by how she took the news because she took it almost too well.
What a curveball. What?
I wasn't expecting it.
So she walked in, found out the bird was dead.
We found out while we were on vacation and we were at Disneyland. So I thought maybe we could soften the blow by the fact that we're at the happiest place on earth. And I got to tell you, it seemed to have worked.
You told her at Disneyland?
I told her at the hotel, but we were about to go back to the park.
Okay.
And at first she cried. Okay. Of course.
Yeah.
And then as the time went on, she kind of was like, I think I'm okay.
Wow.
Here's what she doesn't know. I think I might be why he's dead.
What
you do?
Okay. So right before we were about to leave, we ran out of bird food. I didn't plan it out right. And so the bird food was being sent via Amazon. Now, what birds do is they put their beaks in their food and like rustle it around. And a whole bunch of food that hasn't been eaten just goes on the floor of the cage.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm going to scoop a little bit of this up. and there might have been poop in it.
Oh, my God. It ate its own poop.
And I looked it up, and I did find conflicting information. One said, nah, it's cool. Another one was like, oh, that's real, real bad. And I think it was me. Because I got to tell you, Jack the bird, a pillar of health when we left.
It was either that or murder.
Murder. And I'm sorry to tell you, not the first pet of my kids I've killed. We had two rats named Bougie and Joe, and I don't even want to get into how I accidentally killed them.
I can't.
I don't know what to say. What?
She's a birderer.
You're a birderer.
Possibly.
Why did you just buy more?
Kevin, Google that. What happens when you force feed a bird its own poop?
I didn't force feed it. I mean, I tried not to include any poop in there.
So wait a second. So just to recap for everybody, your daughter's beloved bird died. Don't worry about the daughter. She's fine because she was told that the bird died at Disneyland. But then we found out that you're most likely responsible for the bird's death because you didn't buy more food.
I did, but it hadn't been delivered yet.
So you scooped up remaining food from the bottom of the cage, which is where the bird poops.
Correct.
Katie,
what'd you find out?
In digesting harmful pathogens, bacteria, viruses, and parasites in the poop.
But the other one's fine.
Right.
So did the other one eat it? Or did the other one know that you scooped it in?
Well,
the other one
is older and wiser.
Maybe the other one was like, bitch, don't do that. Bitch, don't do that.
I mean, if anything, Snowy...
I'm starving!
Snowy has a better head on her shoulders.
So which one's dead?
Jack was a bit of a wild man.
Jack's dead. Snowy, I'm starving!
Oh, my God.
Jack! It's our own...
Intermittent fasting. We talked about this.
It's our own poop. I'm sorry. I can't. You're stronger than me, Snowy.
Gavin, don't.
All right. Well.
R.I.P. Thank you.
I'm very sorry. You want to say a prayer?
I do.
I feel like you should. Okay. And you should also atone for what you did.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, first of all, what up? Sorry to be here again. Please take care of Jack. He really was a good bird. He's a good time, Charlie. You'll love him. Mm-hmm. And I am sorry that I keep killing things.
That was
love, Katie. Okay.
That was beautiful.
Okay, thank you.